Okay. Well, once again, I'm hearing something in there. I don't know how to get around it unless we all talk at the same time and see if we're talking. Why don't you speak your name and then I'll... Nah, I don't want to do that. We'll just go with it.
Connie.
Connie, you're going to have to star six because I heard you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Are there... let's all speak. That actually worked pretty well. It wasn't totally overwhelming for anybody. Okay. Why don't you guys just speak your name out loud?
Rosemary.
Rosemary, good evening. Glad you're here. Would you mind star sixing, and that will mute your side so that we can, when we sing, everything's going to be in the same time zone, because sometimes it gets pretty crazy when we have a bunch of different voices. And you can star six for anyone. You can star six at any point if you have something to request, a question, a comment, or something of that sort. You can do that, and then you can star six after. So it's like an on-off switch for your own microphone. Okay. Well, it's the 23rd of September, and it's the class that just kept waiting for its opportunity to show itself. My sincere apologies to those of you who signed on 2 weeks ago, where it was intended to be originally, and then it was moved and then moved again. Let's just say that, the flow of things is the flow of things, and I apologize for any inconvenience. And having said that, here we are at, as we say, just the right and perfect time. So I'm here in the coast of California in a place called Cambria, and it is fall is beginning to show itself. And it is my favorite season, probably because I was born this month. But there's something about fall. And it is perfect that we begin this study of and this exploration of and this experience of these seven galactic rays. It sounds so exciting. It sounds so... Today's class is the seven galactic rays. And we're going to look at the general nature of them, and then start to look at Ray 1 and Ray 2. But first of all, I sent something out today that I wanted to read, and it was a kind of a last-minute call and invitation to anyone who had actually done these calls before to jump on board for tonight. But I think that the guidance that I got in terms of writing this up has real relevance, and it's worth saying. So let me just start off with this frequency as a mindset. And in the meantime, as I read this, would you be present in your own seat and be aware of yourself in the room, allowing your feet to connect to the earth or at least to the floor, knowing that that represents the earth and the intention is enough to make that connection. So in other words, we're just going to be in a place where you're going to start to let go. Because the invitation here is to be as receptive as possible to begin to get the fine-tuning of the sensations of these rays and the sensations of all the energies around us that are designed to support us and to help us and assist us in being simply who we are. So let me read this little statement. It's actually four paragraphs. We have crossed the threshold into the waiting arms of fall. Summer sputters out with bursts of inconsistent heat as it gives way to the inevitable journey inward that reveals the mystery. It is all about light and the magical color of that light's frequency dance. Reds, oranges, yellows, and earth tones will soon splash their beauty upon our senses. It is a call to enter the well of our personal I am. The lower chakras invite us to return to all we have left behind, to sweep away the unnecessary past and pave the way for the seeding of the new. The old becomes the fertilizer that will spawn new life for us. The new now moments built upon the mulch of days gone by. The cosmos supports this cycle. The sun radiates varying expressions of heat and light. The planet, at least in the northern hemisphere, leans away from the sun to allow the nighttime to grow in its slice of the daily pie. We go inward and search for the waiting gifts of the I Am. From the center of the Milky Way galaxy, the seven rays send out their specific vibrations to all life. As humans, we receive the frequencies in the light. Some mean more to us as we are in some ways predisposed to an attraction to that frequency. but we are fed by all seven. To explore the seven rays is to look honestly at ourselves. Awareness creates choice. The choice is to learn of the rays and use them to sustain our reclamation of our personal I am in these times. The rays are gifts of the source, birthed at the galactic center, nourished and sustained by the overseeing of ascended masters, and sent out in the loving hands of the archangels and the Elohim. Don't you want to know about them? Tonight we start a course correction. Aligning the chakras paves a way for the capacity to absorb and utilize higher frequencies. The rays are there anyway. But when your receptive self is clear, the fullness of their powerful light is free to infiltrate your cellular structure to wake you up. So I think that's a good mindset. It's a good invitation and, in a sense, an intention setting for what we intend to do tonight and what we are presupposing will happen, at least as foundation. You know, the work that we've done over the last 2 years for those that have been a part of any of it, and let me underscore this, because even if you just participated in one call or this is your first one, you're benefiting from the vibrational influence of all the other calls. The work that we have done collectively, myself and those who participated on the previous calls, has set a new frequency in motion. So that when you access these calls at any point down the line, as we are tonight, you get the gift of what the work that we have actually done. And this is one of the great revelations of these particular times, is the kind of the collective experience that we all are tapping into. And that collective experience itself is the grist for our own personal mill, as they say. In other words, it's bringing up that which is ready to move within us. It's bringing up the seeming and quote-unquote chaos and disruption of our life as the forms readjust to these new frequencies and these new vibrations. We are no longer meant to be portions of ourselves. It's really kind of, it isn't all or nothing, but it kind of is, because we're being asked to be that which we are. And I'm just throwing these terms around, but I'm actually talking on some level to the cells themselves. There are certain codes. There are certain words put in sequence that allow them to open up and remember themselves and then to begin to express in that new frequency. So some of these new age terms, as corny as they may seem, and as corny or overdone as they have become, still carry a frequency of intention that is unlocking doors all the time. So, the work that we have done collectively and individually here to reach this point in time where we're on this call to look at the beginning of an exploration of these things called the seven galactic rays. The work on the internal chakras, chakras 1 through 7, the root up to the crown, the ones that many are used to and many know of and have relationship with, the revelation of the earth star below the feet and the soul star above the head and the outside of the body as focal points for the heavenly and earthly energies that are by design there for us, meeting collectively in the heart to begin to bring us to the higher frequency awareness of who we have always been, but have been unwilling on some level to take, to gain access to. To the other external chakras up through the 12th chakra that are all existing in terms of specific reasons to support us to be an energetic being living in a multidimensional experience. And then what's also called the external spiritual centers that are these sort of amorphous points outside of our bodies that energetically link into the vertebrae of the spine and then access and feed us certain bits of information to keep us in alignment and keep us tuned up on a daily and moment-by-moment basis so that we are well aware of what the cosmos is bringing us. And then finally, so we look, you know, I'm walking back through the journey of what we've done, and then to look at the backside of the chakras themselves, of the in-body chakras, and to see that they are performing a very different, although in alignment set of tasks and set of routines that work and support the body in different ways. And then when we open up to the backside, we begin to see that the intention of the cosmos and the intentions we have laid as we incarnated are seeding themselves in through that backside of us. So that when we began to pay attention to those, we began to see that what was happening in the alignment and balance of the front began to take shape. So in other words, this collective frequency of the unique expression of each of us is fed by the magnificence of our design. All of these energetic sources, all of these energetic tools and points and access points and gifts of the cosmos are here in this incredible design that we are. And unfortunately, it was not what I learned in kindergarten. You know, but these are the times, and these are the times because we are ready. So I wanted to start out tonight, before we even get into the seven rays themselves, by just going back and working a little bit with our voices and working a little bit with just bringing the chakras back up to tune. And if you look in the front or the very top of the page here, and by the way, those that have been following for a while, you'll notice that the page, the support page, has living color on it. Of course it has to. Because what we're looking at now is the frequencies of color that we have to begin to create relationship with consciously in order to access the fullness of these rays. So what you're going to see, so get familiar with this page, because what I'm going to do over the sequence of these next 3 months for those who participate, you're going to find that it just grows and grows till it's a very long page with seven squares of color in it, and it will incorporate all seven of the rays with the information on one page. And this is really done on purpose. In a sense, it was the guidance I was given. But now that I look at it, I see the wisdom in it, if you will, and that it brings us to the ability to access individually or collectively these rays at any given time. More on that in just a moment. So up in the top, you see the beautiful Tibetan protection chant. There's nothing wrong with sort of shoring up the energy field by doing the Hung Vajra Pe. So we're going to do this seven times and speak it. And as we do, we realize that around us, a field of energy is beginning to encompass us, encircle us in a sphere that will allow us to be completely safe and willing and present within that. And because of that safety, it allows us to be willing to step into things that perhaps our old mind self was unwilling to, or at least hesitant to let us go into. So here we go, seven times, the Hung Vajra Pe. 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 And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Now, in that frequency of wholeness there, in that frequency of the place where we feel like we are safe and cocooned, let's go ahead and add one more element to that. And those of you that have been on these calls, you know that it's the spoken name that you came to the planet with, the name on your birth certificate. Once again, when you speak that name out loud, you call forth, just like the Hung Vajra Pe, a cocoon of light and safety matched to the frequency of your wholeness, whether you're aware of that or not. It also calls to your inner child self and begins to create and recreate and reconnect the relationship between your adult self and the child. It also sends a frequency out into the cosmos for any beings aligned to that pitch. And that frequency and that vibration are suddenly made available, like guides, teachers, angelic energies, et cetera, for your dining and dancing pleasure, or for access, or for use, or for finding car keys, or for getting inspiration, or for figuring out how to solve a problem, or for dealing with the how to do this or how to do that. We have so much available to us, and it's so exciting. So let's go ahead and use this potent, potent sound source here, our own first, middle, and last name that was on our birth certificate. And any debris attached to that name, we invite it and encourage it and support it in releasing itself so that it no longer influences and encumbers the energy of you in your expression of who you are. So seven times, you're going to speak our name out loud. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. 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 And Mark Stanton Welch. And so it is, and so it is. All right, skip right down there to the vowels in flow. We're just going to go ahead and take a good breath and allow ourselves to set, to make these vowel sounds to be connected. For example, four times you're going to run through that sequence. That one did not count. That was just the example. There's so much, you know, kind of pouring into my head right now. I'm having trouble with the mouth keeping up, so my apologies if I'm a little disjointed here. Okay, so we have I, O, U. Here we go. Being aware of the connection to the earth and the seat and aware of your own body, take a breath and feel these sounds as you make them this time for the second round. And again. One more time. So it is, and so it is. The vowels are basically the massage tools for emotion, for the areas within the body that hold and handle emotion and work with emotion and sustain emotional self. By just playing with vowels, we allow ourselves to cleanse and clear old energies that really do not serve us without having to get into the story or the source or the cause. It's just a process of releasing. It's like going to the beach and getting sand on the feet and then shaking the feet off and the sand is gone. It's the same thing with these old energies through the use of sound now. So playing with the valves is something that can be very powerful. As you get sensitive, you begin to feel where they actually are located within the body. And you can begin to direct those sounds to support certain areas as your body starts talking to you and you start listening. Drop right down out of the tone chakras. You're not going far. It's just below that. And you know, I'm noticing on the page here, you know, my double Virgo self is noticing that the everything's not in line. And I'm going, oh, my God. All right, so here we are. We have the These are the specific tonalities in terms of the phonetic, I mean, that actually focuses the sound into each of the in-body chakras starting from the root. Now, rather than follow a particular pitch like we have done in the past, starting with the C scale, we are going to go ahead, and because we are muted here, we can allow ourselves to find our own place where the is. And the is the root chakra. It's the focal tone for that. So what I'm going to do is to demonstrate, I'm going to allow the sound to drop down into my body. We have the resonance chamber of the body, we have the throat, and we have the cranium. And these all affect the tonality of our voice. And they are all useful areas for us to actually do specific sound work and self-healing as well as healing intentional work out in the world. That's probably the information for another class, but here's what I'm inviting us to do. All of these sounds, until we get to the E, are literally within the trunk of the body. So we want to bring the sound down into the body. So again, kind of using the ah, the A to the oo, you can feel and trace sound. No, that's not right. We're going to start with an A sound. So I go with A to ah, and then I feel it drop into my body at the back of my throat. A, and as I do that, I feel the sound warm up and expand. A, A. Okay, All I'm doing here is to getting you to bring your focus and your attention into your body itself. And in the use of the body, then you can begin to access where these particular chakra tones are showing up. For example, the sound. Is root. The root is down at the perineum, essentially. So I'm going to drop my pitch with that voiced sound until I can feel a vibration in that area, or at least get it close. Okay, for me, that's the pitch that's working. Now, I'm going to invite each of you to go ahead and do your own pitch to find where a starting point is. And if you want to just follow mine, it's fine. We are basically made up similarly, but, you know, because of the size of ourselves and these particular chambers and their makeup, it affects the specific tones. But for a general starting point, that's what worked for me. So find that pitch for yourself. So here I am in the root, and then I'm going to move up to the second chakra, about 2 inches below the navel, just following pitch up until I feel a vibration. I'm going to go with the So I'm feeling that right at the base of the spine, or in the back, right around L5, L6, back in there, 2 inches below the belly. Up now to solar plexus. Ooh, to the heart. To the throat. To the third eye. And then to the crown. So let's go back. What I'm having you do as we stumble and fumble through this is to begin to really be able to specifically, at a moment's notice, start to work and balance your chakras. I'm feeling vibration all along each of those centers. And that's what I'm inviting you to do. It's just a matter of awareness at this point. One more time. Ran out of air there. But essentially what you're doing is you're bringing yourself back into a quick inner balance and an inner place of awareness of each of those chakras. So we're sloughing off anything that's in the way at this point. Just tuck this away as a skill to play with and a tool to play with as you begin to energetically, through your own voice, create relationship with those elements, those inner elements of yourself. Okay. Now, some brief information on the nature of the seven galactic rays. So, historically, you know, these are the kinds of things that historically have been pretty much mystery school kinds of things. And please understand that mystery school, sure, it involves certain kinds of information that could be misused in the hands of people that don't understand it. I guess that's what's behind it on one level. The other level is that in order to work one's frequency and to raise one's frequency and vibration to be able to handle and work consistently with this information and the vibration of the information is necessary. And in the current form of things, in this third, three, and four-dimensional planet that we've been in, we are on a linear form of time, and as we go, it takes time, so to speak. It takes days to go by, months to go by, in order for us to develop these skills. Well, you know, the day is fast approaching when, you know, linear time is going to fall apart. And what that means is that we have immediate access to going forward, going backward, going above, going below, to anything that we intend to do. So, but for the meantime, these ideas of moving through a mystery school to earn your wings, so to speak, has been a necessary element because of the vibration of the planet. But right now, what we're beginning to see is that it's a much easier capacity to begin to learn things and to get the experience of them without the need to have these lengthy, lengthy classes. Because ultimately, all information, all wisdom, all vibration is available to any of us at any time as we open to the vehicles that will allow that to happen. These seven rays are tools, as well as all the chakra work that we've done to open up our ability to access that which we desire at any time. Okay, so there's two things going on with the seven rays. Did I mention them? Okay. Oh, I was saying the energy, the information that has been shared is coming through mystery schools. It is essentially higher frequency information that even at its face value may mean nothing to someone who is quote-unquote uninitiated or unaware or not open enough to be able to digest the information. So even mystery school stuff that were very powerful and potent, you know, universal laws could be shared freely, and someone who didn't resonate with it or vibrate with it wouldn't know what to do with the energy and wouldn't be interested in that frequency. It's kind of fun to play with in that sense. Okay, so let's say that this information was guarded for a period of time. It was brought in through the theosophists who were around the turn of into the 20th century, 1800, late 1800s into the early 1900s, when a whole lot of powerful stuff was going on through Alice Bailey, Annie Besant, through the theosophy groups. Also through anthroposophy, the study of Rudolf Steiner, as these mystics began sharing these downloads of information that was incredibly potent and incredibly accurate, but it fell for the most part on the deaf ears of most of society. This is what happens as this information comes in, and it's important to note this here, is that as the information comes in, it's basically inviting anything that is of lower vibration or in the way to release itself. And that's anything from old concepts, belief systems, energetic residue, patterns of behavior, diseases, compromises in any of the energetic bodies. All of those will be asked in the process of bringing in this information to move. In other words, sometimes these new ideas and things bring about, well, I guess you can call it a healing crisis, where certain discomforts may happen for a very short period of time. Okay. Now that we know where they came from, in terms of where they were planted, they've also been used in the, we'll call it the Wiccan traditions. And the Wiccan traditions are utilizing basically the energetics of the cosmos. They're using the idea of alchemy and being able to transform the forms of things. They're using the power of the spoken word, and they're using the vibration of the natural world. In other words, the earth, the fire, the water, the air, those energies that are available to us all with purpose and intention were being brought into use through the seven rays. Therefore, as we look at each of the seven rays, there are certain elements like the jewel or the oil or the flower essence or the day where these certain energies are in their greatest expression. So you can call upon these particular tools to use the essence of this ray, not just be the recipient of it, but to consciously start having it to work for you by choice in their moments of living. Okay, so it's first understand the spiritual. It is used to understand the spiritual hierarchy, the masters guiding our development, and our place within the hierarchy. Okay, in other words, whether you are into the galactic center of the cosmos, which is related to 2012, where the actual larger, not the solar system, but the galaxy itself, and this, you know, it gets really involved here. But we went through the center and transferred into another revolution that just began, which was in 2012 and the 21st of December. So in that galactic center point, the emanations of these rays comes from a place out of the source that basically is in a higher wisdom. It is a place that we can access very easily with our own higher selves, and our own higher self is in direct connection with that frequency. When we choose to use that, then all of these classes and everything become irrelevant, because we have the ability to just grab these things and use them with trust and without hesitation and with celebration. As it is set up now, these galactic rays in their release, they carry a frequency. They are overseen by a particular ascended master, as he or she is called. And these beings basically have done their work. They have done enough to raise their vibration to be very clear and very willing to be, well, they get so clear that they're willing to make the choice to either hang on and help humanity and help the earthly energies to transform, or they move into and follow their own evolution and move to another frequency in the dimensional scheme. But each of the seven rays is overseen by a particular ascended master. The ascended master dispenses the information and sends it out, where the specific archangels then take access to it and begin to begin to dispense it then to the Elohim. And the Elohim are the lesser angels, so to speak, and their job is to get it into you and to me and to make it available to on an earthly basis. So thank God for the creation and the way things are set up, because it is a foolproof process that makes sure that, you know, that, that whatever package and energy that we are ready to receive ends and shows up on the door of our awareness to be available. And once again, the seven rays can be utilized, especially through, here's another use for it that I found interesting, but not necessarily real relevant. It felt a little dated to me, but it's a system of modern soul psychology to determine, understand your personal makeup and the energies that affect your evolution, much the same way as astrology and numerology are used. By understanding different parts of yourself, you can act rather than react. You can gain an understanding of your virtues to develop and become aware of potential pitfalls of your nature. I'm reading from a book by Christopher Penzack called Ascension Magic. It is quite a tome. I'll give a reference to it tomorrow when I send out the link to the call itself. Here's my thought on this, and I think it's very relevant. With the evolution of these times and things changing so fast energetically, this whole notion that I am a certain kind of frequency, I think, is beginning to lose its hold, because we are now beginning to see that, when in a sense, in the unfolding oneness frequency, we are beginning to see that we are all of these elements at the same time. And we have access to be them. We may prefer or feel an allegiance to a particular type or a particular way or a personality, but that does not define who we are. We are really so much more. It's an expression of how we're doing it this time around is what we're dealing with, but we're opening up so fast to the greater oneness, is that all of these pigeonholes, they are beginning to lose their hold. And this is, honestly, this is the first time I've had this thought, and it's the first time this information has even shown up like this. So I personally think there's some relevance to it. In other words, to see ourselves as one thing is so 2010. And to see ourselves as so much more is so today. So I invite you, as we move into these seven rays, to begin to notice that you have the opportunity to find a relationship and an affinity for one that you feel particularly close to because of its qualities and characteristics, but also you want to bring in and access the elements of all seven to be used at your discretion whenever you need them. Because the truth is that we are an assemblage of essences of each of these that make us so unique and so powerful as the expression of the I am, that personal self. Okay, so I think that's all that's necessary in terms of giving foundation. And I apologize, I'm in a sense, because there's so much information to come through, and there's some concepts that I'm just throwing out. But once again, if you allow your mind to get out of the way and just let these words and these intentions just sort of infiltrate into your physical self and your subtle body, then I believe that you'll have the understanding that's necessary –
I left it up in the air, didn't I? That's necessary for your full expression. Let's go to the Seven Rays song. I got a call waiting coming in here. I can't get rid of that service. So there's probably a little bump there. Okay, there it is. But it's not interfering. So I'm going to go ahead and sing through this little song that dropped in here just a little bit before dinner after a trip down to the water. There always needs to be something. And it'll be a theme song that carries us through each time. So I'm going to sing it through one time and invite you to join me the best you can, and we'll begin to explore it. Seven rays of pure loving light, galactic center to you and to I. To carry the colors, to surely encode the mind, the body, the heart, and the soul. Bring balance to me that I am. Align me to live as my plan. Sorry, it's a brand new melody than what it was earlier today. Let's just go ahead and whatever comes out is good. I'll give it another shot. Seven rays of pure loving light from galactic center to you and to I. Carry the colors to surely encode the mind, the body, the heart, and the soul. Bring balance to me that I am. Align me to live as my plan. Two more times through. Seven rays of pure loving light from galactic center to you and to I. Carry the colors to surely encode the mind, the body, the heart, and the soul. Bring balance to me that I am. Align me to live as my plan. One more time. Seven rays of pure loving light from galactic center to you and to I. Carry the colors to surely encode the mind, the body, the heart, and the soul. Bring balance to me that I am. Align me to live as my plan. Bring balance to me that I am. Align me to live as my plan. And so it is, and so it is. So you know, in these kinds of songs, what we're doing is we're setting a vibration and attention, intention. The words spoken are literally affirmative statements, invitations to access and to trigger certain laws and certain capacities to remember some of these key elements. I'm becoming quickly a deep believer in the idea that everything we need is contained within us in these almost like little flavor burst areas. When we reach a certain vibration, the information is like it opens up, and suddenly we have this new awareness and this new capacity to do something that moments ago we did not. And the word is a trigger, a song might be a trigger, a vision might be a trigger, a sound could be a trigger, a thought could be a trigger. Being in the presence of someone else could be a trigger. I think this is worth considering, and I invite you to look and see how that might apply to your moments of living. So here we are in the red first ray. Dang. That is one red ray. So the first ray is the color red. It is basically focusing on the notion of will and power. Now, we're not only looking at the idea of personal will, but it's more of the higher will based on the higher self. We're not necessarily saying the will of God here, because that has so many connotations. We're looking at basically the idea of the higher self. And we're looking at the relationship developing with that higher self so that we can follow the personal will that allows us to achieve that which we are here to do. And this ray brings a frequency that pushes us and encourages us and supports us in having a fluid will. Now, that's a kind of a strange statement, but the will is fluid enough to pay attention to the moments and also take action. It takes power to take action. And taking action creates power. In order to step into power, one must will oneself to take the first step, to access it. So there's a relationship developing here that we can call upon for through the red energy. And in a moment, I'm just going to hold a particular pitch and a tone, and we're going to go ahead and just going to ask you to look at that red and become connected with that red as that tone is going on, and think of yourself in your place of the ability to make decision, take action, be in your power, and follow your own higher self guidance that leads you far beyond the limited journeys that we've had so far. It's important to know that the archetypes, kind of related to the mental thing that I was talking about, but there's archetypes that relate to this, that typically the warrior, the leader, the politician, the occultist, the explorer, the king, the manager, the executives, are ones who call upon or influenced heavily by first ray energy. This capacity to show up to life in this incarnation in that frequency is fed by a relationship with this. And it may be a connection also with certain planets and a certain alignment. It may be your own personal Enneagram. But certain things begin to line up to give us a character or a personality. Now, I don't want to contradict what I just said a moment ago in that even though we can be defined or identified by a personality, we are oh so much more. And this is the beautiful journey of the time. It is overseen by the Ascended Master El Moria. Archangels Michael and Faith are the ones who dispense to the specific Elohim. Now, the relationship of the first ray is both the crown and the root chakra, which is very fascinating. Typical chakra work says the red is the root chakra color. But we're saying now it's also crown, which leads us to understand that our power comes from the connection with earth as well as the heavens above, or the heavens around, or the multidimensional frequency of the design of the cosmos. So as we open up to the notion that grounding is also the same as, what word can we throw out? Heavening, celestialing, anything. In other words, when we ground, we access the earth power, but we also access the cosmic power to give us an expansive awareness and understanding of the moment as we stand in the power. I've never thought this before, but I think it's a beautiful idea. And I think it's worth understanding a little bit. So when I think of the root now, especially with the seventh, the first ray and the red ray, I'm beginning to see that I must include the crown in my awareness at the same time. So feeling the root, feeling the crown, and getting the sense that the red energy is infusing both of those, I think is a useful tool. Strictly information here. The ruby, now the idea, again, this goes into the idea of Wicca and magic, M-A-G-I-C-K, and we're not necessarily talking about, you know, black magic, witchcraft, and all those things that we've been taught to believe that any entry into that world is. It's really just a conscious use of the natural world is what we're talking about. I was just down at the ocean, and I've been taking these walks every day, and there's just billions of rocks that are suddenly appearing on the ocean or on the beaches. You know, it was always sand. Last week it was sand, this week it's rocks. And, you know, when you go down there, you're drawn to rocks. You pick up one. You pick up this. Rocks carry energy, and they're like wisdom keepers. And if you pick up a rock, what I'm starting to do is I walk with it. I walk with it until I feel that it's giving me what it needs to give me. And if I tune in, I can start to almost feel like there are these downloads coming from it. So to have a jewel, a colored stone that represents the red is a really good medicine kit addition.
And in fact, I'm going to invite us all to do that if you're going to choose to be a part of this three-month series here where we go through, or even with the first two, is gather a stone, gather a, if you have a jewel, or anything that will relate to that color, but get it from the natural world. The oils, black pepper, basil, ginger oils, these are probably the aromatic oils that would be useful to bring the frequencies of this ray and to focus it. Flower essences, if you're into the Bach remedies or any of those other flower essences, these would be useful. There's a particular day of the week. Now, there's way more information on this, but this is what I chose to bring up in this moment. So we have a particular color here. We're just going to go ahead and take a moment, and I'm going to, if I can reaccess this frequency on my computer here. Just a moment. You know what? That's being resistant, so I'm just going to play the tone itself. So I'm just really going to hold this pitch going here, and I'm going to invite you just to tune in at that first ray and to look at that red color as we just hold this particular tone. Take a breath. Now, in relationship with this red, let's go ahead and drop down below and make an invocation to the Ascended Master Elmoria. Calling Elmoria, the spirited warrior, guiding the leaders to do what is right, protecting the sacred on the first ray he flies. Enlightened and royal, walk with me into the light. One more time, calling Elmoria, the spirited warrior, guiding the leaders to do what is right, protecting the sacred on the first ray he flies, enlightened and royal, walk with me into the light, walk with me into the light. And so it is. And in that frequency, we open up that conduit from Elmoria to allow the dispensation specifically of that red ray frequency to come to us, to be felt and to enter us through crown as well as through root, to infuse us as we call upon that particular frequency whenever we need it. Right below it, I surrender, give up control to the will of higher self. All my actions flow most freely from the will of higher self. Oh, oh. Oh, I'm going to change the key. I surrender. control to the will of higher self. All my actions flow most freely from the will of higher self. Oh, 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 oh. So what we've just invited ourselves to do and made commitment to is that we will essentially get out of our own way. And as we decide to do that, then the patterns that keep the old ways in place will no longer have juice. They will no longer have a necessity or a need to be a part of our moments of living, and then we are free to make new choices to create new experiences and forms. Calling upon the higher self for guidance, typically coming through the heart chakra, is where we begin to realize that that's where we live in these times and these days. The first ray energy is going to open up some of these conduits that we can call upon for will and power. Sorry, I got distracted. Got a call coming in. Sorry. Don't know how to turn that one off. Okay, I'm looking at the clock here, and I'm wanting to realize that we've got another couple songs here. I will stay on afterwards and run through the intentional song Leader of Light, because in a sense, the idea that when you take on red ray energy, you use it at times when you need to be the leader, when you need to be in your power. You call upon that red frequency. You access Almoria. You activate Archangel Michael to bring you this frequency. You recognize the crown and the root, and you pull that energy down into you from above and below, and it begins to infuse your cells to give you that which is necessary, whether it's information, whether it's the ability to act, whether it's, whatever the form is going to be, to meet that moment where you can be the leader of the situation. You can see it in my walk, you can see it in my eyes, you can see it on my face, there is no disguise. In the words I say, in the things I do, I got love, I got love, I got love for me and you. I'm a leader of a light, a leader of a light. I'll play it through at the end there. And this particular mantra here is one that is actually quite useful for purifying the entire subtle body to hasten personal and planetary transformation. In a sense, the work that we do upon ourselves is designed also to assist the frequency of the planet to help and assist that to become back to its wholeness and its own frequency, which is what's going on a lot in these times. So the Om Hak Sa Ma Lavarayam Swaha is a beautiful mantra of these specific sounds that are designed to slough off the energy around us to allow us to be able to make decisions to step into our own power. I will sing that afterwards. So let's drop into the blue for the moment. The color is the second ray. The color is blue at 598 hertz, which is basically a D note. La 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 la. There it is. The focus is love and wisdom, and the idea that it's a wise love, it's a big love. We're not necessarily talking about just, oh, I love you, man, or romantic love, although that is an expression of it. This is the big love. This is the one that is the source and the infusion of the oneness vibration that is beginning to show itself up in greater and greater ways. So it is a wise one who is allows oneself to be loving in an unconditional way, to let all the other debris that could get in the way to be laid down, to just witness the wholeness and the beauty of that being, whether it's ourselves or the person or the situation or the beings in front of us. This is what this blue frequency does. And the invitation to Ascended Master Kutumi here is a strong one to allow us to be that vibration of love and let everything else fall to the wayside. Typical archetypes of the blue ray, those people are teachers or healers or sages or scholars or humanists or philanthropists. In other words, they're out to do good for the greater good, for the higher capacity of all beings themselves. And they come from a wide wise energy if they come from the heart. You know when someone's mental, and you also know when someone is coming from the heart. Now, is that where you want to come from? Okay. Archangel Jophiel and Christine, and the chakra is the heart and the throat. Of course it would be the heart chakra if it's coming from love, but the throat, see, the higher heart chakra is literally in between the throat and the heart. So this is encompassing both the throat and the heart, because love expressed then creates and manifests the greater love vibration out in the planet itself and in our own moments of living, and brings that form to us. Sapphires, lapis, or turquoise, or jewels that support the second ray, cedar, cinnamon, clove, frankincense, you know, Halloween fragrances support that blue ray. And oak and pine, red clover, dandelion essences. Thursday is a good day for that blue ray. So,
we're going to go ahead. I'm going to hold a tone here, and I'm going to invite you to focus strictly on the blue square and begin to let that frequency move through you, and especially at the heart and the throat, and feel it moving from the inside out, from the outside in, and both the front and the back of the heart. Really, all that space between the heart at the basically at the bottom of the sternum up to the throat itself, the notch where the clavicles come together. You literally are working that entire area here. To the Ascended Master Katumi at this point to give us assistance in the process of making manifest and opening up the conduit to the blue ray. Katumi, Katumi, Ascended Master of the blue sacred ray, guide me closely on. I'm sorry, I'll do it again. Ascended Master of the blue second ray, guide me closely on my spirit way. Initiate me to my true ascension path, to my life's purpose. Reveal my life's purpose. Oh, oh, whoa. Time, we're calling this frequency in. Katumi, Katumi, Ascended Master of the blue second ray, guide me closely on my spirit way. Initiate me to my true ascension path, to my life's purpose. Reveal my life's purpose. Oh, oh, oh. And so it is. So obviously, you know, these songs, these chants, all of these things can be done over and over and over again. I'm just giving you lots of different, just again, an arsenal of things that you can use for those things that connect with you. When we make these beseechments, these invocations to these ascended masters, to the angelic energies, to the Elohim themselves, we are inviting a specific action to take place. It is then up to us to be willing to surrender through paying attention and becoming aware. Our awareness often is the vehicle that allows this information and allows these forms in. You know how it is, sometimes you're looking at something and you see something in the corner of your eye and you know it's there, but when you turn to look at it straight on, there's nothing there, so to speak.
This is the same idea. We have to get out of our way by allowing our expansion of awareness to open up. And that's what we're doing with all of these calls and what we've done with all the work with each of the chakras. Now, tonight, we become aware of the red. We become aware of the blue. I invite you, as the week goes on, because we only have a couple minutes left here, to go ahead and start paying attention when those colors show up to you specifically that catch your attention. Notice the circumstance. Notice what your thoughts are. Notice what you're feeling. And basically, breathe it in. Breathe it in, because there's a notice and an awareness that is important. And I believe you are basically calling yourself to be able to access your will, to be fully in your power. The power is tempered by the love and the wisdom of that frequency of oneness that is now permeating and beginning to infiltrate the consciousness of all beings on this planet. The wisdom that's here, I will run very quickly through this this wisdom song. Actually, I think I will go to the heartbeat because it's such a good one, and it opens up. It's a good way to end the thing here. So we're going to do three rounds of this, and then one final thought. Heartbeat. Heartbeat, angels all around me, open me up like the flower to the sunlight. A new way of being, a new way of seeing, higher, higher, heartbeat, angels all around me, open me up like a flower to the sunlight. A new way of being, a new way of seeing, higher, heartbeat, angels all around me, open me up like the flower to the sunlight. A new way of being, a new way of seeing, higher, higher. It is a journey of raising vibration, so it is higher and higher and higher. And the beauty is, the higher we go in this vibration, the more expansive everything becomes. So as we expand in all directions, it isn't just a movement up. It's a movement out in a spherical direction that begins to encompass all of the essence and the juiciness of this great dimension that we're in. So I'm very grateful you chose to be a part of tonight. It was certainly a new and different experience, different from our other calls. But I'm feeling that this is very important information. I invite you to consider to be a part of the next two, because I'm going to go ahead and do the third and fourth ray, maybe even the fifth at that point, and then we'll bring conclusion to all of the rays by the end of the year, in which point I'm going to probably start a whole new sequence of things that you may or may not be interested in. But do remember that that all of this energetic influence is there for our support, for our full expression of the I am that each of us is, and to be fully in this dimension and to live fully. And so awareness is one thing, and it's a very critical and beautiful thing. Taking action is another. So I invite you, if anything tonight spoke to you, grab it and play with it and run with it for a while, and then begin to see how this information shows up for you. I am here to just deliver these goods, and then your own wisdom and higher self are the vehicle that's going to put it into a form that really celebrates you. So I invite you to do that. I will go ahead and add the leader of light, the Om Hak Sa, and the wisdom chant at the end here, and then I will get the link off to you by probably by noon tomorrow. that you can refer to and to go back and look at and listen to if you desire to do so. Thank you so much for being a part of the call tonight. I'm blessed by your willingness to listen to what is being shared here, and I know that the vibration is going to serve you very well. So endless blessings to you. I'll stay online if there are any comments or questions, and then when those are over, I'll go ahead and sing the songs. Blessings to all.
Hello, Mark.
Yes.
This is Phyllis in Seattle.
Hi, Phyllis. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing good.
Yay.
Nice to be here with you.
I'm glad you're here. You've been away for a while.
A couple times.
When I was up there, I don't think I saw you.
No, I don't remember why, but are you coming up this way again?
I'm going to be actually up there in October.
And oh, okay.
Are you down near Kent?
Yes.
Okay, I'll be at Kent.
Cool.
The weekend before Halloween, so I
will. Okay.
Good to seeing you.
Okay, I'll talk to you later, Mark.
All
Thank
right.
you.
Many blessings. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Any questions, comments, et cetera? Anything? Bueller?
All right. The leader of light. You can see it. That wasn't it. You can see it in my walk. You can see it in my eyes. You see it on my face. There is no disguise in the words I say. The things I do, I got love, I got love, I got love for me and you. A leader of a light, a leader of a leader of light. You can see it in my walk, you can see it in my eyes. See it on my face, there is no disguise in the words I say, the things I do. I got love, I got love, I got love for me and you. I'm a leader of light, a leader of a leader of light. One more time. You can see it in my walk. See it in my eyes, see it on my face, there is no disguise in these words I say, the things I do. I got love, I got love, I got love for me and you. I'm a leader of a light, a leader of a leader of light.
Sounds like that old 50s song at the last part there of I took my troubles down to Madam Ruth. Oh, well, there's only so many notes, you know. All right, the Om Haksa. Let me find that. Give me for a moment here. There it is. Haksa malavarayam swaha. Om Saksa malavarayam swaha. Om Haksa malavarayam swaha. Haksa malavarayam swaha. Om Haksa malavarayam swaha. Om Haksa malavarayam swaha.
samalabaraya swaha. Potent little mantra there. And now to wisdom. Fill with the Christ light. I discriminate between the world's illusion and that which resonates. Blessed intuition, wisdom through the heart. Guide me through my moments, keep me spiritually smart. Yeah, yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, oh yeah. One more time. Filled with the Christ light, I discriminate between the world's illusion and that which resonates. Blessed intuition, wisdom through the heart. Guide me through my moments, keep me spiritually smart. Yeah, yeah, oh yeah. Yeah. That's that.
So.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark.
You're so welcome. Good night.
Good night.
Oh.